A new UN report is condemning the use of drone strikes around the world and demanding accountability. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. A recently released report by a special reporter on human rights calls upon the United States and other responsible governments to publicly investigate civilian deaths at the hands of unmanned aerial vehicles, also known as drones. The latest report by Ben Emerson examined 30 individual cases in which civilian harm, defined as death, injury, or instances where civilians were put at immediate risk, took place. The cases stem from reports in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia, and Gaza. Emerson's report focuses on legal issues surrounding the United States and allies and their decision to bomb sovereign nations in pursuit of terrorists. Specifically, the special reporter questions the legality of a state encroaching on territory of another country with the intent to kill a person. So what can be done? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. A United Nations special report on drone strikes is calling for states involved in at least 30 strikes to publicly investigate and explain them. The special reporter also recommends that the states whose territories were under attack to provide as much information as possible. Ben Emerson's final recommendation is for the Human Rights Council to establish a panel of experts to examine the legal issues raised by drones and targeted killings. The report states that the governments who initiated the attacks are now legally obligated to explain the deaths. And that may be the biggest issue of all here. The fact that not only are sovereign nations being bombed into an oblivion, but the United States feels no reason to explain what they are doing. What is most disappointing is that it's the United Nations asking for explanation instead of the American people, who are being forced to pay for a policy that is nothing less than barbaric. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Chelation was first used in the 50s to get the lead out, but the doctors found it also improved circulation and heart health. Today, people still spend thousands of dollars to take chelation. The herbs in Extendivite were chosen for their chelating and healing effects to give you the detoxifying benefits of chelation plus the health benefits of the other herbs for a fraction of the cost of chelation therapy. People have reported finding many long-term ailments start to disappear the longer they take Extendivite. It is no secret that if you remove the toxins, you remove the causes of many of today's ailments. Don't wait any longer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app, Sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only take a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only three win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only three win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Friday, the 4th day of April, year of our Lord, 2014, welcome to the John Moore Show. Well, we had a good fun time last night at the J.R. Moore Radio Show meetup at the Benton Square Restaurant. Good to see everybody and break some bread together, although I don't eat bread unless it's gluten-free. Regardless, it was a fun evening, and we managed to wrap up a little early and get on the way home before the storms hit. We had some pretty serious storms moving through South Central Missouri last night. Well, we have a second American warship moving into the Black Sea, the USS Donald Cook, a missile destroyer, along with the USS Truxton, which has been there for a couple of weeks now. This does not increase my level of confidence at all. I would rather see both those ships out of harm's way, but that's what we're doing. I want to encourage you to go to Dave Hodge's website, the Common Sense Show, and check out his current articles. As always, Dave is doing an excellent job. And my friend Paul Martin, his website, Revolution Radio, excellent articles there as always, including the F-22 report, a verbal report by a gentleman who goes by the name Dave. He's doing an excellent job. I got a report, first-hand report from a grain farmer in Kansas earlier this week. Apparently, the United States Department of Agriculture cooked the books when it came to their numbers they were releasing on the corn being harvested, overestimating by 900 million bushels. What does that mean? Well, it means a lot. It means severely artificially depressed prices of corn. It means farmers choosing not to grow corn because of the artificially inflated prices. It means consumers of corn, such as people involved in raising cattle and hogs and chickens and so forth, are anticipating lower prices when in fact there's going to be dramatically higher prices. Corn is used in many, many products. It's used to make ethanol, alcohol, to consume as fuel. It's used as animal feed. It's used to make sugar products, which is probably not a good thing, but it is. And of course, people consume corn as well. I'm not sure what the total outfall and outcome of this disaster is going to be, but it will not be good for us Americans, not at all. We're hoping that Ann Morrison will call in this morning. Apparently, she is not yet, and she may have some issues going on with electricity. For example, I know some very severe storms that came through her area in the last couple of days, and she may be knocked out and not have electricity. I haven't spoken with Ann, and at this point, I'm anticipating she's probably not going to call in. If you heard my show yesterday, you heard Tim Spencer and I talking about the tragedy at Fort Hood, Texas. My speculation at 6 a.m. yesterday morning was that the shooter was probably consuming a prescription psychotropic medication. It turns out he was. My speculation proved to be accurate. Of course, you really don't need a crystal ball to make that speculation, do you, ladies and gentlemen? The young soldier was taking Ambien, a psychotropic drug. Now, I have not looked up the side effects of Ambien. I do know that many of these psychotropic drugs that are prescribed that have two side effects. One is depression, the other is suicidal tendencies. I don't know, and like I said, I have not looked up the side effects of Ambien. Now, on Drudge Report right now, on their headline, it says at least 22 veterans commit suicide each day. That is horrendous. During combat in Vietnam, we typically experienced, except for situations like the Tet Offensive and some of the other situations where we had very intense combat all over the country at the same time, typically we saw about 12 men a day dying in combat in Vietnam. Typically. Sometimes higher, sometimes lower. And of course, they cooked the books there too. If there was 100 men killed in a day, they would spread out the death count over a week or two to not make it look so horrible. But 22 men are veterans. I'm sure they're not all men. I'm sure there's some women in there. 22 veterans a day committing suicide. It is, while the word epidemic is an excellent choice, the whole paradigm, in my opinion, of modern mental health treatment is flawed, is defective, and is based on some improper premises. They're teaching these young men and women in medical school that want to become psychiatrists that mental problems are due to a chemical imbalance in the brain that is corrected by putting more chemicals into the brain. Can we see a connection here? Can we see that these young men and women are giving the... And these pills are deceptive, are very deceptive. They're very tiny. They're little pills. And you hold one of these in your hand and you think, well, that's pretty small. I can't have very much effect on me. It's so small and I'm so big. Nothing could be further from the truth. These are incredibly powerful chemicals that do cross. Obviously, they wouldn't work unless they did. They do cross what's called the blood-brain barrier. You have an impact on the brain. And from what I'm seeing here, 22 veterans a day committing suicide, a very adverse reaction for the brain. Absolutely horrendous. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app, Sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only take a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Yet the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S., for the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
We have a couple of calls on hold. First, we go to Steve in Iowa. Good morning, Steve.
Yes, a couple of days ago, you were talking about air rifles. You recommended a Pyramid Air. Do you have an exact model number or name?
Well, Pyramid Air is the best online dealer of everything related to air rifles. Benjamin Trail NP. That's for nitro piston. I like the 25 caliber. They weren't available, the ammunition was too expensive, but now it's very reasonable compared to 22 caliber long rifle. It's been a a year and a half ago, Steve, I was doing my research, and I was originally going to get a 25 caliber air rifle. At the time, the 25 caliber lead pellets cost more than 22 caliber long rifle ammunition for a firearm. That's changed dramatically. Now the 22 caliber long rifle ammunition has gone up more than 100%, and that's what I would get when if I was starting fresh. I'll get a 25 caliber air rifle.
Okay, no sweat. Thank you.
Okay, appreciate the call, Steve. Next, we go to regular caller John in Austin. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John.
You're on the air.
Yeah, John. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay, real good. Thank you. I was calling in regarding the situation with our soldiers and the systemic problem that seems to be showing with so many suicides amongst our soldiers. And I've been working some with the Wounded Warrior Project with some of these men. And John, one of the things I think is a problem is they go from the battlefield to home so quickly now.
No quicker than when I was in 40 years ago, but go ahead.
Well, I was talking with my father. He was a World War II veteran, and it took him 2.5 months once the war ended to get back to the States. And in that 2.5 months, they kind of had time to decompress and work things out a little bit and start acclimatizing back into civilian, or not civilian life, but back into a non-combat life, if you will.
Right.
And now, and same thing in Vietnam, you could be in the mess hall for breakfast and at your living room table for a late night dinner. And the transition is so quick. And I think that has caused some problems, plus the number of tours that our young men and women are doing now.
Constant war. We've been in continuous war. I'm the commander of my local American Legion post here, and I don't agree with the American Legion policy. You cannot belong unless you were in the military during a war taking place. You didn't have to be in the war, just be part of the military. Regardless, it's been an open membership now for more than 10 years because we've been in continuous war for more than 10 years.
Right. I mean, my son, my son has grown up and known nothing but war, that our country's been in war. And with the issues of PTSD and the treatments, I think that the VA has let our soldiers down, tremendously. They just tend to throw pills at these men. And that's not going to help the situation, at all. And, I was diagnosed with PTSD several years ago based on an incident I went through. And, there is what I would like to say, John, for any of our veterans who are out there listening, is don't worry about the stigmatism. You need to get help. You need to do it for yourself, for your family, for your loved ones and friends. You need to do it for yourself. It is out there. Get it through the VA, get it through private, but just get the help. It's out there. And they don't have to suffer through this. The treatment I've been going through has been pretty good. I've had a good reduction and some of the symptoms I had of basically insomnia, hypervigilance, and depression. But just loading them up on multiple SSRI medications, sleep medications like Ambien, which can cause basically blackout and violent behavior and mood changes. You know, this is unacceptable.
Right.
In my opinion. And that's really what I wanted to say, John. Do you have any thoughts?
Well, I thought about this a lot. Now, back in during Vietnam, the Veterans Administration denied there was such a thing as post-traumatic stress. On one hand. On the other, it's well known that men and women who've been in intense combat are going to experience psychological changes. And it was very prevalent in World War One. It was called
Shell shock.
Shell shock. World War Two, Korea. Of course, and there would be something abnormal about a person who did not have some basic personality changes going through intense combat. Of course, you're going to have intense. And you're right on target there, John. The multiple deployments are going to ensure that that takes place. My war, the Vietnam War, typically most men served a one-year tour, maybe 15 months. After that, it was almost always a voluntary thing for a second tour, with some exceptions of people who had special skill sets like medical personnel, for example. But it was voluntary after that. So that helped a lot. My war also had the youngest average age of any war we've ever fought, which was 19 years old. 18, 19-year-olds do make good soldiers on one hand, but on the other, they don't have the emotional maturity to deal with what they're going through. They really don't. Men who are in their mid to late 20s have a lot more maturity to be able to deal with that kind of experience. So there's a lot to this, and I agree with you, and there's different ways to get help. Even the Native Americans, their warriors, when they came back from combat, they had traditional ceremonies to reintegrate the warriors back into their society. So this has been going on for centuries with Native Americans. And I'm sure there's other cultures around the world that have traditional methods and protocols.
You take the Fort Hood shooter, he was in a transition program, apparently, according to the information being released, and had issues. Apparently he was a truck driver or convoy driver. No stress there in Afghanistan.
Hold on to the break, John. We got a break coming up. Call number 800-313-9443.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app, Sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only take a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, Dad, you're sounding a lot better. How have you been feeling since your heart attack?
Well, son, I am feeling a lot better. Ever since your sister ordered me a bottle of Heart Drop 2000's Extendovite for my heart.
Heart Drop? Extendovite? What's that?
Well, it's just seven herbs that are approved for helping keep my heart healthy.
That's great, Dad. I was getting worried about you. I am so glad it's helping.
So am I, son. I'm very glad your sister got it for me. I wish I had known about it before my heart attack.
Yeah, but would you have taken it, though?
You know, I'm not sure if I would have. But I'm awful glad I'm taking it now.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Wake up, America.
Open the door.
It's time for us to face the truth
with John Moore.
Now, if you want to talk to John
live on the air,
call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Gerald Moore. It is Friday, the 4th day of April. I was talking to Freeze-Dry Guy earlier this week. He and I have a common military heritage. We both served in the 12th Special Forces Group Airborne in the 1970s. We didn't know each other then. But we share some common interests and common background. He's really happy that he's got his hands on the entire manufacturer's overrun of long-range patrol rations. This is the good stuff. The men in special forces, when they're going out into the field, this is what they want to take with them, rather than the MREs. The MREs are a good backup, but the thing they really want is the LRP rations, long-range patrol rations. The manufacturer says there may not be any more overruns for 3 to 5 years, so this is your chance to get in on the long-range patrol rations while they're in stock at freezedryguy.com. He has spaghetti with meat entree, chili mac with beef, turkey tetrazzini, western eggs with ham, scrambled eggs with bacon, chicken and rice, and more. You can get all the nutritional facts, the pricing, of course the prices include shipping to the lower 48 at freezedryguy.com. There's a link to my website, thelibertyman.com. Toll free auto line, Pacific Business Hours, here it is, 866-404-3663. I say again, 866-404-3663. John, let's wrap up your comments so we can move on here, sir.
All right. Basically, just to wrap it up, John, is that, as I said earlier, there is hope available. Get it.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. You put yourself, and, that's my final word on it. Is,
Okay. Well, thank you, sir. We appreciate the call. Next, we go to John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
I'm here.
Go ahead.
Okay, John, if I just tuned into your broadcast, so if you've mentioned this, forgive me. Fort Hood, we know, is a training base. And what's interesting is I went to their Facebook page and other sites that the soldiers use. No one has on the base has ever heard of Ivan Lopez. They say he's not on the base. So that in and of itself, that no one knows him, is interesting. I know he was new to the base, but someone should have been in his platoon or whatever. They should know the name. The other thing, given the fact that these, I believe this is a false flag, John, because they happen to use training. And during that time, in fact, the day of the shooting, was a commandant's day when they were getting results and having to meet with the commandant for personal evaluations. So if he was a member of the base, given his history, medical and otherwise, he could have received a poor evaluation, anything of that nature. Something else that we know, they use these mood-altering drugs, these psychotropic drugs. All of these shootings that have occurred on bases have been people that coincidentally are under psychological evaluation and being prescribed drugs that they know cause this type of outcomes. And so you've got all these things that are lining up together that leads me to believe, also given the fact that the local police had noticed a week before that something like this could happen, and now they're saying that it wasn't associated. So what are your thoughts on all of that?
Well, I agree with what you're saying, John. I've got a list of the side effects of Ambien here, and I'll just go through them real quick. Chest pains, confusion about identity, place, and time, discouragement, a false or unusual sense of well-being, feeling sad or empty, a general feeling of discomfort or illness, irritability, and there's others here. Sounds like pretty serious stuff to me.
Well, given the fact, John, that when I was in almost 40 years ago, you had your shot record, and they kept track. Every time you got a vaccination, every time you got some kind of something, they wanted your shot record. Now, ask yourself, folks, why? Because of the interaction of drugs. They want to know what they're giving you, not because they necessarily care what's good for you, because you belong to them. When you raise your hand, you give up your constitutional God-given rights and you become property of the United States. Clear, simple, cut, and dried. And they want to know what they're putting in you. So that if they want to make a super soldier, they can do it.
I protected my shot record above and beyond anything else to make sure my shot record was always someplace safe. Didn't you, John?
I did. And even now, they want to know, I was a weapons mechanic in the Air Force with conventional weapons. I also, think about chemical weapons, people. All it will take is compounding of chemicals, and then eventually you add one to it, and your body is this receptor, and you got a new drug, and they're smart enough and evil enough to know what they're able to do. I believe he's being used as a guinea pig, if nothing else.
Well, John, I scrolled down a list of side effects of Ambien, and here's some even more serious ones. Feelings that you may want to attack, assault, or use force, clumsiness or unsteadiness, delusions, lack of feeling or emotion. Now, these are side effects of Ambien, which is being publicly stated this man was taking. Oh, here he goes, even farther down. Thoughts of killing oneself or changes in behavior.
Let me ask you, do you remember Rudolph Giuliani in 07 during the debates talking about a hybrid military, the need for a hybrid military. You know, John, when I heard that, I thought, what is he talking about? Is he talking about a multifaceted conventional military? So I went to Google and typed it in. These people, including the government, are concerned with and investigating transhuman super soldiers, tweaking right. DNA.
And well, they didn't tell us this, but back when I was in the reserves in the late 70s, early 80s, the super soldier concept was being discussed, and I was very enthusiastic about it and came close to volunteering to be part of that. I'm glad now I did not. But they made it sound very attractive to healthy, athletic young men at the time, back in the late 70s, early 80s.
Well, we see this as a tragedy. They may have seen it as a huge success. The military-industrial complex may be jumping up and down saying it worked. We took away all emotion. We gave him a bloodlust. We caused him to like to kill and then caused him to off himself when he got done. That's a perfect soldier, John. You know, don't be taken prisoner, given a limited information. Go in and do what you have to do. And rather than get caught, blow your face off. I mean, This is their mindset. They are evil folks.
They are, absolutely. And we, anything else, John?
No, thank you very much.
I appreciate the call. Thank you, sir. Call number is 800-313-9443. I want to go back to Dave Hodges for a bit. I'll be talking to Dave today. I'm going to be attempting to contact Dave. I haven't talked to him in a couple of weeks. He is truly the watchman on the wall. The work he's doing, the articles he's writing. I have become a daily student of Dave Hodges, and I want to encourage you to do the same. Dave's a very bright guy. He comes across this mindset, honestly. His father was part of some very highly classified work most of his adult life, and Dave grew up in that environment. It's nothing new to Dave. And he has continued his interest and work in the things that are going on behind the scenes. Excellent writer. Does a radio show on Republic Broadcasting every Sunday evening from 9 till midnight Central Time. And I encourage you to check out his work and become a student of Dave Hodges. We're into the second week of April this coming week. Beginning next Tuesday, the second week of April is the time frame given by Bob Gaskins as a possible time frame for an economic event. Now, keeping in mind that there's not necessarily going to be anything happen the second week of April, hopefully you're living a lifestyle of preparedness and have made prudent precautions that you won't be unduly harmed if a severe economic event was to happen. Now, Bob Gaskins is not the only person putting out these warnings. Gerald Celente, for example, who has become pretty mainstream. Gerald Celente appears on mainstream TV, and he's putting out the same concerns. Break coming up. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app, Sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only take a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit EscapeHarassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit EscapeHarassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's EscapeHarassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. This is Friday, April. My website is thelibertyman.com. Thelibertyman.com. My webmaster, Tim Spencer, has been doing an excellent job remodeling it. I was a little over a year ago to make it easy to navigate. We stay on top of things, fresh articles posted if necessary, free downloads there. Some interesting a lot of people concerned about EMP, what EMP can do, for example. It is truly a clear and present the threat posed by EMP. A lot of disinformation out there about what EMP can and cannot do. If you want the real deal, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, and you'll find a free download that's in the report issued by engineers and scientists that plan to look into it. And they're reported there, so about a page or so. About the first 75 pages are the ones that will tell you really what EMP or coronal mass ejection can and cannot do to our society, our part, our electronic devices. You'll also find the energy cleaner for sale there. Great way to help you have a full life, a healthy life, a pain-free life. I use my energy cleaner every night. I've been doing manual labor, using the chainsaw, cutting brush, moving rock, and the turf, I'm picking up rocks, using the Kubota, moving rocks. I go to bed with various aches and pains. I wake up pain-free, ready to go again. It's a great device, and I don't want to be without it. You hear Tim Spencer talk about every week, Diane Zerger. It's the real deal. The energy cleaner, $285, being included to American zip codes. Toll-free hour line, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Here it is twice, slowly. 800-592-9543. I said again, 800-592-9543. I want to discourage you from getting caught up and spending time anguishing over whether it's something that, like the Fort Hood event yesterday, or the event at the elementary school in Connecticut more than a year ago, whether they are real events, whether they're false flag events, whether they actually happened or not. That's non-productive. It really is non-productive. A non-productive use of your time. You may as well be watching a golf tournament in Saudi Arabia. Seriously. It doesn't help you at all. Rather than do that, spend time productively doing things that will help you and people you care about be prepared. Learning how to garden, for example, is an excellent article. It's one of Holly's articles. It's linked at Dave Hyde's website. Holly does a great job. If you don't have her book, Dare to Prepare, by the way, you really, really need her book, Dare to Prepare. It's a encyclopedia type book that could be the foundation for preparedness in your life. So try to eliminate the time wastage, whether it's anguishing over whether something is a false flag or not. Don't spend time on that. Only get rid of the time wasters and make good use, productive use of your time. Learning things that are useful, learning things and getting skills that will help you. I talk about this frequently, but there's people who've never heard me talk about it before. Whether you have a group of 6 people or 600, your skill sets are going to be in highest demand and short supply. Those 2 skill sets are emergency medical treatment, anything to do with medical and dental work, and ham radio skills. I talk frequently about working with my local chief of police, my mayor, my fire chief, my head of the paramedics, and our local community. We're in our 3rd year of doing this. Back when we started this 3 years ago, the first thing we did was identify people in our community with those 2 skill sets. All the ham radio operators, people with military experience and communications, and people with any kind of medical training whatsoever. Whether it might be EMT, paramedics, doctors, nurses, dentists, dental hygienists, anybody and everybody with any medical or dental related skill. Identify these folks, meet with them one-on-one, talk to them, ask them, would you agree to help during a crisis, whether it's a tornado, earthquake, whatever it might be. And the town I'm working with, Missouri, was wiped out by a tornado, almost a hurricane, wiped out by a tornado in the 1930s. And we are just west of the New Madrid seismic zone. Granted, the bridge of Grant between us and the seismic zone will probably reduce, according to the seismologists and the geologists, reduce the force of the earthquake by about half, which is a good thing on one hand. On the other, it will be devastating to the whole country if it's serious enough, a severe shake in the New Madrid seismic zone. It could possibly cut the country in two. It could be that bad. Getting back to the premise I'm discussing, try to eliminate the time wasters. Now, for the general public, it would be things like excessive television, watching professional sports or any kind of sports as far as that goes. And make productive use of your time. Reading books that will give you new skills. Starting a garden. Learning how to do maintenance on your motor vehicles. learn how to maintain and use the tools that you might have. There's dozens of skills and skill sets that would be helpful during a crisis, whether short-term or long-term. Once people find out they don't need a ham license to talk during a crisis, they say, well, I don't need to get a license. I won't talk on the radio until there's a crisis. Well, that's not the way to look at this. Using ham radio equipment is not like using a cell phone. It is not. To be able to talk effectively on ham radio equipment, you have to understand what this equipment is, how it works, why it works, how to put it together, how to take it apart, how to do first echelon maintenance. Make sure you have a power source that works, for example. How to change out various pieces of equipment, change out antennas, why certain things will work, such as certain antennas. Know what a Yagi antenna is compared to a omnidirectional antenna. If you don't know basic things like that, the odds of you being successful in communicating on ham radio equipment are pretty slim, quite frankly. Now, right now, talking on the ham radio, or not talking, as the case may be, would be a matter of inconvenience. You pick up your cell phone and talk. However, during a crisis, being able to talk or not being able to talk on this radio equipment could literally be a matter of life and death. Literally. So it's not optional. I know men who bought very excellent, expensive ham radio equipment, never took it out of the box, don't have a clue how it works, how to program it, how to use it properly and effectively. Most people, most of the time, the first thing they do when they get interested is buy a handy talkie, what some people might call a walkie-talkie, which is probably the last piece of equipment I would buy. Obviously, I have a lot of them, but mobile units is the way to go because of the flexibility and the power you get. 50, 75, 100 watts compared to no more than 5 watts for a handheld radio. They're prohibited by law. The manufacturer is prohibited by law from manufacturing a handheld radio that puts out more than 5 watts. And they should be prohibited by law. It would be very dangerous to hold anything more powerful next to your brain. Well, we're coming up on the end of the hour here and the end of the week. I'll be with Vince Fanelli here at 9 o'clock Central Time on Genesis for an hour or two. I'll be with Dr. Deagle at 4 p.m. today on Genesis, and back with Dr. Deagle again on Monday afternoon. Details at my website, thelibertyman.com. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner now while you can, your firearms and ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive weekend, and God bless America.